say the pasuk says this is in the beginning of Parshas Emor. So the Torah says this is in Parakhaf Aleph, pasuk Aleph. Emor elakmanim bnei Aaron va'amarta aleihem lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav. So Torah Kedoshah gives the Kohanim the mitzvah to go ahead and, or I should say, the obligation to remain separate and distinct from any forms of tumah. So Torah then goes on to explain the exceptions of this rule. So the rule is that a kohen cannot expose himself to tumas mace. The exception to the rule is to his father, his mother, close zayin, what we call the zayin from the close relatives. The exception to that exception, of course, is who? Is the kohen gadol, who is not permitted to go ahead and become tumah even to the closest of relatives. So there is a beautiful insight. So the first thing that the Mefarshim pick up on this pasuk is Emor al Kohanim bnei Aaron, speak to the Kohanim, the sons of Aaron, va'amarta aleihem, ultimately again, and say to them. So Rashi already points out Emor va'amarta. Why does it have to say the word Emor twice? Emor, say to the Kohanim, va'amarta. So Rashi HaKadosh has the famous pshat. He says what? Emor va'amarta lahasir gidolim al kitanim. That ultimately again, this mitzvah is being given to the adults, but the adults have an obligation to convey it to the children. So this is very important, because in this parasha, from this pasuk, there's many chinuch concepts, many concepts of how we educate and raise our children are learned out from here. But there's a beautiful insight from the Tzaddik, the Choze of Lublin. So the Choze says something amazing. He says, Emor va'amarta shtei amiros. There are two different things that are taught to us. Number one, Emor ela kohanim. So what should you say to the kohanim? Lesson number one, Shem ru'uyim lihios b'nei Aaron. Ultimately, again, they have to be b'nei Aaron. We'll say, what does it mean? Lesson number one, Emor, tell the kohanim, lesson number one, b'nei Aaron. What does it mean to be b'nei Aaron? Oave shalom v'rotve shalom. But say, tell the Kohanim that they mamish have to be b'nei Aaron. They have to be b'nei Aaron. What does it mean? Who's Aaron HaKohen? As we learn again in Pirkei Avos, Aaron HaKohen is the oiv shalom, rodev shalom, oiv es habrios, mekarven l'Torah. A person, I'll say, in life has to be a rodev shalom. So we'll say, what does it mean to be a rodev shalom? To be a rodev shalom means, we've spoken about this before, that everybody loves shalom. I should say normal people love shalom. Most normal people do not want to fight, are not looking for machlokes. But it's not enough in life to be an oev shalom. A person has to be a rodev shalom. Rodev shalom means you have to run after peace. So we'll say, which essentially means a person has to know how to interact with all kinds of people. And a person has to know how to have proper relationships with all kinds of people. But on the flip side, what does the Kaddish Baruch Hu say? Va'amarta aleihem. That's lesson number one. So there are two amiros. Emor va'amarta, two lessons. Lesson number one, be b'nei Aaron. Be rodfei shalom. Know how to interact and forge relationships with all kinds of people. But what's lesson number two? Le'nefesh lo yitama ba'amov. Both say, lesson number two is, but however, do not allow yourself to become tamei. Listen to what the Choza says. Im kol haredifa acharei ha'shalom va'eskarvos. Rabbi say, yes, you have to be a rodev shalom. And you have to try to bring yourself close to other people and bring other people close to you. Nevertheless, al tisaknu es nafshosechem meirov hischabros. Rabbi say, there's an eis likariv ve'eis litchok. There's a time where we have to be close to other people, and there's a time where we have to create a distance as well. Be careful that in your journey of being b'nei Aaron, be careful that within your journey of bringing people close, that you don't put yourself in spiritual peril. Le'nefesh lo yitama. So the Choza is teaching an incredibly profound idea. See, Rabbi saying, shalom is an incredible goal, and shalom is an incredible aspiration, but not shalom at all costs. Shalom at all costs, where you have to compromise your own neshama, where you have to compromise your own spiritual standing, Bosa is not necessarily a shalom that is worth having. There's this incredible dialectic within Yiddishkeit. That on one hand, again, I have to be b'nei Aaron, I have to do whatever I can to bring the other close, but I will say, in that closeness, I have to be careful. Lenefesh lo yitama ba'amov. I have to be careful, I will say, that in the effort to bring someone close, I don't sell my soul as a result. I don't give up my own kedusha as well. And I will say, this becomes the ongoing dialectic, the ongoing struggle that we often have. We want shalom, and shalom means being mevater, shalom means yielding, shalom sometimes means giving in on certain things, but not on everything. not on everything. Sometimes, again, if it's a choice between my Kiddusha and Shalom, sometimes, again, not all the time, because there's not one script for these type of inyanim, but sometimes, again, l'nefesh lo yitama b'amav. I have to be B'nai Aaron, but I also, ultimately, again, cannot allow myself to be defiled in the pursuit of Shalom as well. But I will say, there's another, I think, a lesson, which I know we don't have time, but another lesson that comes out from the Chozeh as well, which is perhaps building on the Chozeh. There are these two different amiros. These two different amiros, which means what? There's Emor Lakhanim, Bi B'nei Aaron, and there's Lenefesh Lo Yitama B'amav. Rabosai, there are two different ways in which we establish, solidify, and concretize our Kiddusha. There is ultimately, again, to Bi B'nei Aaron, which represents, Rabosai, the Kumaseh. Life is all about positive spiritual momentum. Who is the Kohen? Who is the Kohen? We'll say the Kohen is the individual who the first thing he does every single morning is what? Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. He's an individual, ultimately, again, who wants a life that is dedicated to Kiddusha. He is a person who wants a life that is dedicated to growth. That's what a Kohen is. But I'm both saying, having a life dedicated to growth by itself is not enough. A person also has to live a life of L'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. Just as important as growth and forward-moving trajectory is identifying the things and the sources and ultimately, again, the influences that are impure, the influences that are not good, the influences which hold me back. Life is this incredible combination between, on one hand, being B'nai Aaron, forward-moving growth, but at the same time, l'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. What are the negative influences? What are the things that are holding me back? What are the things that are bringing me down? And finding the courage, ultimately, again, to let those things go and move past them. So we should be zochim, to internalize both of these lessons. The stated lesson of the Chozeh and the implied lesson of the Chozeh. The stated lesson of the Chozeh, Rabbosei, we should be zochim to be B'nai Aaron, to be rote fish shalom. But also in life to know, sometimes, where the pursuit of shalom has to end, because at the end of the day, I'm being forced to give up too much of myself. Of those things, if I'm being forced to defile myself for the sake of shalom, then perhaps that may not be a shalom that is worth having. That's lesson number one. Lesson number two, Tavi B'nai Aaron, individuals who are constantly seeking new avenues of growth, but combined with that, L'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav, to also be able to identify the negative influences, the things that are holding me back, and to find the courage to detach and to let them go.